As we continue now our local college basketball preview, first thing we're going to do here is talk to UMBC head basketball coach Keith Thomas, who's in studio. Then we're going to talk some UMBC soccer. They are hot this fall. We'll get into that coming up. But first of all, Keith, Coach Thomas, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And this is a future broadcaster here if he ever wants to give up on coaching. You've got pipes.
I got good pipes?
You got good pipes.
Oh, at least I know I can keep working. My wife would like to hear that.
Well, you may have a very, very long coaching career in front of you. You're the 11th youngest D1 coach in the nation for basketball.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's an interesting stat.
Did you know that?
I knew I was pretty young. I didn't know where I stood in terms of the rank in the country. 11th youngest is kind of interesting.
I want to know who the top 10 are and how young they go.
I mean, we got a few young ones. There's Bashir Mason comes to mind at Wagner, and Rob Jones at Norfolk State, and myself, and I'm sure, you know, we can go with Shaka Smart. I'm sure he's up there.
It feels like he's been around forever, though.
I know. But I'm not sure. I don't know him personally, but I think he may be a year older than me.
Well, he must have started in 31, 32 then.
Right. Something like that.
You were 33 when you became the head coach of the Retrievers.
Acting,
and then officially named head coach. And you are taking over a UMBC team that was in transition. Tell me about year one and where the team is now.
Well, year one was very interesting. You know, just you get the nod 2 days before practice, and your whole life changes. You know, and you get a team that's hadn't had a lot of success, and guys are trying to figure out which way is up and where do we go from here. And I'm trying to do the same thing, you know, honestly. And I'm fortunate. I got a great bunch of guys last year. Core group of seniors that are no longer with us: Brian Neller, Ryan Cook, Adrian Satchel. Those guys were really key in helping us turn the corner and fighting through what started out to be a rocky situation, you know, with the coaching change. So, but you know, I thought we ended pretty strong, and here we are. Here I am.
What's your hopes for this year's team?
Just improvement. You know, we want to just keep getting better. Obviously, 8 wins is not, you know, a great amount of wins, you know, but it's something to build on, especially the way I thought that the way that we ended the year. But we want to just continue to improve. I thought that we brought in some really good recruits to go along with the guys that were returning. We got some really good players returning: Chase Plummer, Joey Getz, Brett Roseboro, Quentin Jones, Malik Garner, and Aaron Morgan are some really, really quality players. And I thought we brought in some good recruits to kind of mesh well with them.
Now, you were an assistant coach under the previous regime, correct?
Yes.
So were you there when the Retrievers went to the NCAA tournament out of the America East?
I was there. That was actually my first year.
It wasn't that long ago. I mean, I remember that well.
It seemed like yesterday. It was 07, 08. Jay Green was the point guard. He was a junior. He's on the staff now. He's one of my assistants now. And my point guard in a league that we play in, his job is just to give me the ball, like I told you, man. He's great. But it just seemed like yesterday. Time flies. And now,
so is that a mark up there somewhere where you know UMBC is capable of going to the NCAA tournament?
Absolutely. It was great for me to be a part of it, just because now, and like I said, Jay Green was there. We can talk about it, and it's reality for the guys. Look, we were there. It wasn't that long ago. You know, let's continue to work and get better and get back there soon.
Tell me about your personal history in the game. Again, you're only 34. 11th youngest D1 coach right now in the country, but you were first, you played major college basketball at Colorado, and then you left to go to finish up at Howard.
Right.
What happened there?
You know, I just wanted some more playing time. You know, I was playing, but wasn't playing a whole lot, and I had a great experience at Colorado. I still have friends that I met from there, and we still communicate, and I had a good time, and it was just time to, you know, make a move, and I went to Howard University, transferred there with a buddy of mine that was at Colorado. We met at Colorado at the time, Kyle Williams, and we transferred together and finished out a strong year after we redshirted, and you know, went overseas for a little bit.
Yeah, did you know you'd become a coach eventually or no?
I had a feeling towards, you know, my senior year, I kind of had a feeling that I'd like to get into coaching. And as I was playing overseas, about year two overseas, and you start getting homesick, and the calls are coming in from my girlfriends, now my wife, And my mom is, you know, I'm a mama's boy, you know, just to be honest.
Fair enough, fair enough, yeah.
And
just to be honest.
Yeah. And so coaching was a natural shift in what I was doing. It was just a really smooth transition job, and I like it.
And you are from New York City, and we always hear about the legends of New York City basketball. You're from Manhattan. Anyone ridiculously famous you played against in high school, played with in high school?
Well, I played AAU ball for Riverside Church, and some of my teammates are very well known. Some of them are still in the league. Elton Brand.
Wow.
Ron Artest, Metal World Peace. Let me not.
Fair enough.
And Eric Barkley. I don't know if you remember that name.
Of course I remember
Eric
that name.
Eric Barkley was on the team.
I saw Maryland lose to St. John's in Knoxville, Tennessee in the Sweet 16 to Ron Artest at the time. Mm-hmm. And wasn't Eric Barkley the point guard of that team?
Yep, absolutely.
And perhaps on that night, the best player on the floor, I believe.
Really good point guard. We had a really good team, to say the least. I came off the bench, and, you know, it was
That's a pretty good group of players.
It was an amazing summer. I think we lost one game to Tayshaun Prince's team out in California.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just to kind of – I mean, I guess I'm young, but to date myself a little bit.
Well, what was Ron Artest like in those days? Was he talking about his drink after he hit game-winning shots or no?
Nah, he was a normal
like, this
kid.
This guy's a little off.
I thought he was a normal kid. I mean, you know, we all had our days. And, you know, as 16, 17-year-old kids, you never know what you're going to get
sure.
some days. But I thought he was pretty normal. He was a fierce competitor, I know that, and a true New Yorker to the core. And, you know, if he's out there listening somewhere, man, I hadn't talked to him in a long time. But I thought he's tried to mature throughout the course of his career, and you know, obviously had some bumps in the road, but he was a good teammate, a really good teammate.
I believe that. Really tough player, especially in watching him play throughout his college career. All right, so let's go back to your Retriever team right now. People show up to see your team play this year. What will they get?
Well, I think they'll like the brand of basketball. We should be a little more up tempo. We got some young guys that really. Really are exciting to watch, and like I said before, our returners are really seasoned returners. Chase Plummer is one of the best players in the league, I believe, and a really, really good scorer. You know, he knows how to score the ball, especially on the interior, and I think they'll like the brand that we're trying to present moving forward.
Is the transition from an assistant coach, then before that a player, are you the head coach you thought you would be as far as strategy, how you handle players? Is it what you thought?
No, it's not what I thought at all. I'm still getting to know myself, and every day I'm learning something new. I'm convinced that coaching is clearly not something that is going to be a final moment of, oh, here I am. You know, now this is who I am, but it's going to be a constant growth. And I work with some really good coaches in our athletic department and guys that, you know, Pete Carenzi just walked in and these guys really and ladies talk to me and mentor me and help me out throughout the course of the day and the weeks, and yeah, it's an ongoing process. I'm convinced.
Well, it's interesting, you know, UMBC is one of the hottest area schools, and more than just area, it's regionally and nationally a very hot school. We read all the time and all those college rankings, say what you want about them, that UMBC is one of those schools that is clearly on the rise. Do you feel that way? Is that school what you thought it would be when you arrived on campus?
When I first got there as an assistant, I'm on my interview and I take the job. I knew it was a really good academic school. I didn't know how fast it was growing. And it's a young school. And now sitting here today, I am very impressed with what's going on at UMBC. Academically, they've really done a good job putting their stamp and making themselves known in the nation in terms of what's going on academically. And athletically, we're doing some really good things. I think the hiring of Tim Hall, our new athletic director, had some really good conversations with him, and I like the direction that he sees our program going and wants to take the program moving forward. So I'm really excited about what's going on athletically now to match what's happening academically.
Well, I'm fired up about your schedule. You go on the road at Arizona State coming up here mm-hmm. in a couple of days. That's a big trip and a long ways away. But then you come home, basically have a really local schedule at American, but home against the Mount, Loyola, at Navy, at Towson, home against Maryland Eastern Shore, eventually go to Coppin, and then another one with Navy. So a really, really localized schedule there.
I love to play local in local rivalries and try to breed that whole rivalry. That's just me. I'm a competitor, and these guys, they hang out with players from other schools that are right around here. They go to parties together. They see each other in the mall, and I think that sports, that's something that's really missing in sports today, are the rivalries, like the seriousness of how just to compete against somebody that's right down the street from you. You know, that's if we can get that back in all sports, especially in basketball, since that's what we're talking about now, I think that sports can really just jump to the level it once was. Once that was that before.